Good morning.
Good morning, Yashila.
Good
Morning, Yashila.
morning.
Buenos días.
Alhamdulillah, begin with the prayers, please.
It will start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Eata mune mune ma mune so ma. Eata mune mune ma. And now the Medicine Buddha, verse of praise and mantra. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So let's say this mantra seven times. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Now the four immeasurables. In English or Spanish, three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for the Buddha Chenrezig is the Buddha of great compassion. Make this a little bit bigger. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns it light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. So let's say this mantra 8 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the mantra for Green Tara. And first the verse of praise. I'll say the mantra 7 times. Tare liberates from psychic existence. Tutare liberates from the 8 fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Here's the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. So we'll say this 3 times.
Yeah.
I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
Oh, very good. Thank you very much, Samula. Wonderful. So why not showing? Okay, now here. Yeah, beginning from Domasi. So good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning, David. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, Louis. good morning, Venerable Alhamdulillah. Good morning, Sheila. good morning, Ania Barma. Good morning, children. good morning, Laura. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Joy. Oh, that's a very good name, Joy. good morning, Flix. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Bodhisattva Patrick. Good morning, Joanna. Good morning, Patricia. Oh, yeah, good morning, Panditji. Good morning, Kathy. Patti. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Chukila. Good morning, Alex. Already enlightened, but here. Good morning, Sandra. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Suzanne. Good morning. Good morning. Matter appear and disappear. Matter appear on here and now disappear. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Ananda. Good morning. Karen, good morning. Sandy, good morning. David. Fernanda, kind of forgot. Like, Fernanda, your name, I forgot all of a sudden. I remember your Fernanda, like your husband's name. sorry, this is not part of the class to remember. good morning, Willem. Good morning, Jessica. good morning, Millie. Good morning, Will Brick. Will Brick. I like your mustache. All like married. All married here.
So, sometimes it feels like it.
Fernanda, so coming. Meta, what's the name of like Fernanda's husband? He's here, so I don't remember. Huh? Sorry, I usually remember, I forgot. I did not forget you, but I forgot your name. Didn't forget you. I remember you. Fernanda.
Marcelo Gisela, how are you?
I remember that. So not this moment. I do.
No problem. No problem at all.
sorry. Sometimes that happens. You remember all the stuff you don't remember. Sorry for that. So ignorance. Marcelo, that's correct. Marcelo, I remember. Chukila, how are you feeling today?
Thank you, Geshe-la. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming. I'm not sure what we should do today. Maybe Meta will teach the class. we'll talk about Shanti Deva's Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Shanti Devas book Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Me true la tennis, me true, me human, human, me. True means bought, bought. Rely on human bought. Then rely on this life, the very life that we have. It's called, it's considered as a bought. Me true la tennis means, so, me true la tennis. Dungal. In Sanskrit is what called Tuka. Tuka. The usual I say, what I say is cover the meaning. Not necessarily explain the word, but it explains the meaning of Tuka. Tuka. Dungal. Yeah, literally means suffering. So that's in the four immeasurable, literally means suffering. So now again, here in according to Buddha's teachings, suffering doesn't mean pain. It doesn't mean physical pain, mental pain. It's much, much more complicated than that. Therefore, I call complications. Complications. Dungal, me true, me human, true boat. This life is called as a boat. That's how Master Shantideva described this life as a boat. Me true Latin, me true, relying on human boat. Dungal, problem, difficulty, complications. Chuo is like a lake. It's like lake or oceans, if you want to think bigger, oceans, or lake or oceans, Dungal Chuo, or like big creek, Dungal Chuo, Chele, Chuo Chele means big lake, it's not just small lake, or big creek, Chele. So this human boat, relying on this human boat, you could cross this huge lake of complications. Something that needs to be think about, what you are capable, rather than thinking about what you are incapable. You know, like, I can't do, I cannot do because, blah, 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 I can't do. There's a lot of excuses. I can't get enlightened. The problem is just myth. It's too good to be true. How you get enlightened? Well, no way. Impossible. That kind of mentality. Anything that you want to accomplish in this life, what I'm talking here, I'm talking about the spiritual field. In the spiritual field, whatever you want to accomplish, and there's always, you know, this kind of mentality, this kind of like takes over, like, oh, I can't do, or it's too good to be true that they just say that you get enlightened. I don't see how you get enlightened. It's impossible. That kind of mentality. Because you don't have faith in yourself that you possess Buddha natures. You don't have faith. We just say. But really deep down, do you believe that you have Buddha nature? Maybe not. We don't believe that we have Buddha nature. I mean, we don't have... We are not 100% convinced. We don't have conviction, faith that we possess Buddha natures. We are not 100% convinced that you can achieve, if you put some effort, you could achieve enlightenment within this very life, or maybe too good to be true. It's like, I don't see how I'm going to get enlightened. That kind of mentality. Or are the causes by not seeing this life as a boat, fully equipped boat, capable to cross this huge lake of complications that we human go through. Me trula ten, me trula ten, dunga chuo chile tros. Dunga chuo chile tros. One, Varsadi, they were saying, so one could cross this huge lake of complications depending or relying on this human boat. Human boat. Now the question is, question that's raised is how? It's not like, question that raised is like how to cross. That's the question that raised, that comes up, how to cross. Not like, am I capable to cross? No. That questions. If you raise these questions, that means you don't have faith in yourself. You don't have faith. You don't believe. You don't believe that true nature of mind is pure. You don't believe, you probably maybe think that's just negative. You think you are just incapable, all bad, all negative. So then this is the big obstacle. This is the big obstacles. Big obstacles. Or you are thinking that there has to have some reason why you have this kind of mentalities that you think that you are not capable to become enlightened, or that's too good to be true. There's something nice thing that you say, but practically it's impossible. There's cause for that kind of thinking, there's cause. Or maybe not able to separate yourself from your actions. Maybe you believe deep down from your heart your action and you is inseparable, is one, inseparable. So that's the biggest obstacle. Maybe you're thinking your action and you is inseparable, is one. Then that's the biggest obstacle, that's the biggest obstacle. If your action and you is one, so then there is no hope, there is no hope. So that's the biggest obstacle. So me, including myself, all my friends here, we have to think. When we look at the sky, we see cloud. Don't ever believe that cloud is inseparable with the sky. If the cloud is inseparable with the sky, then you will never see clear sky. You will never see sky without cloud. It's impossible because it's inseparable. So with that understanding, with that logic, if you look at your life or my actions and me, it's like my actions are like cloud. They are temporarily in the sky, which is true nature of my mind, and they are temporarily, it's not inseparable. So, this is very important, all my friends, to remind yourself the very life that you have is fully equipped boat, capable to cross this huge lake of complications. Not just yourself, lead many people across the lake, depending on, relying on this boat, is fully equipped to cross that lake. Me, Trula, Tendini, Dunga Chuo Chele Tros. Not the question that rises is not, is that possible? That's another question. Question is how? Or is this boat is capable? Not that question. There's obstacles. The question is how to cross. I don't think there'll be another boat. Don't think like that. There'll be another boat. There may not be another boat. So once you already have, better to use this is possible. Don't ever think, it doesn't mean there will be no another boat, doesn't mean there will be no another boat. But there's no guarantee, there will be another boat. There's no guarantee there will be another boat. So you can ask yourself, you don't have to ask me, you can ask yourself how confident you are. How confident you are going to be human again? How confident? And what kind of reasons you have that you are going to be human again? You are going to come back to this country again? How confident you are? What kind of concrete reason that you have that you are going to become again? We don't need to ask the fortune teller. We can ask ourselves. Well, how confident? Me too late in the Duma Chow Chelitus. To the Chini near Congress, what Shanti they were saying is this board is not easy to find. It doesn't mean you are never going to find one. You are fully equipped to cross this huge lake of complications. If that's the case, definitely you can find many more precious human life. There's no doubt. But it's not easy. That's what Shanti they were saying. It's not easy. It's not a piece of cake. How do I know it's not physical? How do I know that it's not going to be easy? Everything is based on cause and conditions. The very life that you possess, all the circumstances, comfortable circumstances that you enjoy, life. You could say it's random, it doesn't make sense. Why is it random? Why? You could say random, then why? Why is it random? Why is it happening to me? Why is it not happening to people in third world countries? Why they have to go through so much? Why them? Why me? Then there's many, many questions, unanswered questions. So now you know, there is time to reflect on how someone becomes human and with all the necessary conditions, how this all the necessary conditions is produced by how your precious previous life worked so hard, everything that you enjoy now, your precious previous life worked very hard for this result. Now you are begging, according to Kardama Master, now you are begging for this life. Please, don't throw me off the cliff. You are begging to yourself, because my precious previous life gave me this such a wonderful gift. So now begging to this life, please, don't throw me. Don't throw that out of clip. That's one of the Kadamba Master's advice. Name Kiawa Rinpoche's. Tade Milu Rinchetas. Tade Kiawa Rinpoche. Chuma Yandu Marju Aung. Then you are kind of begging, please don't throw that off the clip. You're begging through this life. Don't throw this off the clip. So now you think about why Shanti Deva said is this boat is difficult to find. Now you think about the cause and conditions. So, cause. The primary cause for this precious human life is ethic. Gavachidi. creating merit. That's one kind of ethics. Helping other, another kind of ethics. Then restraining from negativity from these three doors, body, spirit, and mind. These are three types of ethics. That creates a primary cause for this precious human life. You think about it, okay, you think about it. If you disagree, that's okay, that's 100% okay. No, you Buddha encourage all of us not to accept what he says out of faith. Accept after thorough analysis. Down the road is good for me, it's good for you, it's good for all of them. You know, you use your brain, analyze, is that true? So, according to Buddha's teaching, the primary cause is ethics, or creating merit, or restraining from negativity of three doors, body, spirit, and mind. Helping others. These are the ways to create the cause for this precious human life. Is that piece of cake? So now there's a reason why this precious human life, very precious human life that you possess, is not, you could find another one, but it's not that easy. In terms of, when you think about the cause, you know, it's not that easy. So that's very difficult. Oh, I practice ethics all the time, day and night. I'm 100% confident there'll be another one. Yeah? Good news, very good news. Very good news. We are 100% confident based on reason that you are going to get another one. Very good news. Very good news. So now, like, how to create merit? I have no idea how to create merit, how you can create merit. Oh, we can learn. Three ways you can create merit. We have body, we talk, we think. Everything include life is part of that. There will be no life without these three drugs. There will be no life. This is the life. You could say, "Oh, you look so beautiful. You look so nice. Your clothes look so nice." What is the cause? Nothing. Seeing wonderful, beautiful. Saying something that makes other people happy, that is dharma, that is practice. Whether you're sitting on your cushion or meditation cushion or not, that is dharma. Dharma is not defined by sitting on your cushions. Dharma is not defined by that. What do you say? Oh, you look so nice. You create merit. Verbal merit, you create verbal merit. Oh, you look horrible, look at your hair, look at your earring, it looks very, very bad. What are you doing? The gift, the wonderful gift that you received from your precious previous life, and you are not begging this life, don't throw off the kid. You are kind of throwing this gift of the kid. That's what you're doing. So then thinking to get another one, that's like unrealistic hypocrisy. That's not how you achieve another one. Or saying, oh, you look horrible. Well, I don't like the, your hair style. I don't like your clothes that you're wearing. It's too bright. We comment all the time. There's the one way you create merit. Physically, oh, there are many things, you know, like no need to explain. You could, according to Buddha's teaching, you could make a mandala offering, you could do prostration, you could go around the holy object, you can feed, you can hug, you can pet, you can touch. There's many ways to make others comfortable. They're so difficult. It's not that difficult, but that we have to motivate ourselves. We have to, every day, we need to think, oh, today I'm going to do something that makes this life happy, and many more. Do something that will benefit, not just this life, of course, benefit this life, because this life is the one who's doing it. So then there will be multiple benefits. If something goes on after when we die, so there will be multiple benefits. So that's the kind of thing every day you choose to do. Because you need to cross. Sooner or later, it's good, you must cross. You must cross. For the sake of your own liberation, you must cross. Don't just stick around, look around, you know, sit on the board and go round. Not like that. You need to look forward, find the directions which way you are going to cross. You must cross. Because why? Because this board is fully equipped to cross that ocean of complication, huge lake of complication. You must cross. When? Now. Can wait. Why we cannot wait? Death occurs any moment. I don't have any clue. Maybe you may have some clue. I have no clue. I'm not 100% convinced that I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. I'm not 100% convinced. But I just believe maybe it's like just I have just blind faith. I'm going to be here tomorrow. Not just tomorrow, I'm going to be here 2022, 23. I'm like, people die before they finish their breakfast. But they think they are going to be here like next year. But that's the kind of mentality we have. It's also obstacles. We should have, Kadamba master mentalities. Or every day, or this is the last day. You act like this is the last day. You act, or I will be here forever. That's not good. If you act like that, we are going to be here forever. It doesn't contribute to our practice. It kind of delay our practice. That kind of mentality delay our practice. That kind of mentality delay will to cross this ocean of complication. So that's why Kadamba master mentalities, the trinity. So they live day by day. They live day by day. If they wake up tomorrow morning, they are so grateful. They are so grateful. They are awake. They are alive. Are we grateful? Next morning when you recognize that you are alive, you're breathing, are you grateful? Maybe not. Why? Because I don't have faith. I don't have faith this body is capable, fully equipped and capable to cross the lake, that lake of complications. I don't believe that I can liberate. I don't believe that I can achieve enlightenment. I don't believe. I just heard somebody say, Lama Tsongkhapa said, Shantideva said, I just heard, I don't, when I look deep down, I don't believe. that I'm capable to cross. That's why when you wake up in the next morning, when you open your eyes, you are not grateful that you are breathing. But something is missing, something is missing. So now, when I should say something nice, now, can you wait? No. Thinking that you are going to be forever here, that's obstacles. That's obstacles, not good. It doesn't shape your life. It kind of ruins your life. It kind of doesn't shape your life. So, we have no clue how long you are going to be here on this planet. We have no clue. No clue. So now, question is, why you make your life miserable? Doesn't make sense. Need to cheer up. Remind yourself that you are capable. To liberate yourself, you are capable. When I should do? Now. Think something positive when? Now. Cannot wait. When I should say something good? Now. To your husband, to your wife, to your mother, to your children? Now. Can wait. We need to motivate. Or should be more mindful when? Now. Cannot wait. You have to be mindful now. So now, like, why restrain? Why restrain? Oh, I'm thinking about the, I'm very much hoping, I very much enjoy this boat. And every day I'm crossing the lake inch by inch. Oh, very good news. Inch by inch. Centimeter by centimeter. Very good. So I'm very proud of myself. I'm very proud of my precious previous life, the gift there, give it to me. I'm very much grateful. I'm very much proud of having this life. And every single day I move towards the, I'm trying to cross the lake inch by inch. And I feel it's moving. I felt it's moving. So I'm kind of grateful that when I look back, it's already moved like 5 inches. 5 inches. It's already moved 5 inches. So if there's like 100 inch, now there's only 95 inch. I already moved 5 inch, pretty good. So therefore, if I cannot move all the way across the lake, if I manage to move to the hub of the lake, or I want to continuously move there, so therefore I'm hoping to get another fresh human life. Therefore, I'm restraining saying something negative, I'm restraining from thinking something negative, I'm restraining from doing something physically, something negative, to help myself. Like that, inch by inch. Or I used to say all kinds of things, every single thing I kind of make, comment I make, you know, like opinion, I express my opinion, I give my opinion, without ask people asking me, I give their opinion, I give my side to force my idea, you know, and make everybody miserable. That's not a good thing to do. You know, like, every day, you know, like, I manage to make somebody smile, somebody happy, and I, you know, like, that's a good thing. That's very good thing. You know? That's wonderful thing. That's like not just moving away, not like restraining from negativity of body, spirit, mind, plus you're creating something wonderful, you are creating something beautiful. Oh, now I can understand creating magic. Oh, that's what it means, creating magic. Say something beautiful, think something wonderful, do something physically, something that benefits others. Oh, that's what it means, creating magic. Oh, that's not that complicated. Now I understand. Now what? Now put into practice. now you learn, now put into practice. Now put into practice, you know, like, it can be just yourself at home, but you're saying mantras, whatever practice you're doing, out of bodhicitta. Oh, that means this boat is moving. You have to be happy because this boat is moving. We're getting closer and closer to the shore. Boat is moving. It's not moving backwards. It's moving forward. So there's one story. There's now like one movie. I already told you this story. In Tibet, it was called Lama Nyumba. There's crazy monk, crazy lama. That's the name of the movie, Lama Nyumba. The monks appear as a very crazy, you know. So one day, you know, the monks are going in the town, and there's everybody, there's all of a sudden people get together, and monks went there, you know, his monk is very high. What is the in English like nosy,
yes,
very nosy. Very nosy. Anything that get together, monk has to know what's happening now. So that's why people town call him like crazy monk. You have no business in the town. You should go back to the monastery. And he's always hanging in the town, hanging around the town. So one day, all of a sudden, there's people gathering in the marketplace. Then he goes there, what's happening? And turns out there's one rich person with kind of like secretaries and the rich man. And like grabbing one little girl from the arm. The girl is selling something, some kind of like vegetables or food. And turns out that her father owe this rich man some money. So then rich man is like threatening the grandfather, if he don't pay, he's going to take the girl. And this kind of argument. Then all of a sudden, the crazy monks are not like pushing, because the same as Asian tradition, there's not much, excuse me, you just push. The rest of the people, they don't say excuse me, they just push. But nobody gets upset. Here you say very polite, excuse me. You don't hear the excuse me, somebody just come. how everybody does, you know. For Westerners, it's kind of shocking. Oh yeah, the vivid memory from the Kalachakra initiations. From Wilmington, Indiana, one of the settlers, Gishila. I'm just looking there. There's all of a sudden, some people are pushing. Like nobody says, "Excuse me." I say, "Sorry, that's part of the good part of the culture. That's part of the culture. They just push." Anyway, crazy man doing the same thing. Then he asks, "What's happening?" Then the rich person look at him and say, "You crazy man! You don't have any business here. Go back to monastery." He said, no, I have big business here. I have very important business. I have no. So then they're like talking back and forth. Then crazy monks, okay, I'm going to make crazy monks talk to the old man who has goiter. Then crazy monk tells him and his daughter, how's about if you give your goiter to this rich man, so then they will even the debt. You no longer owe any money. He says, okay. Oh, they are freaking out because like they're cutting the goat and it's like suicide missions. Then the crazy monks convincing them. Then finally the old man's begging, please you don't go get involved, just go away. Don't get involved, just go away. Crazy monk won't listen. So the crazy monks, everybody's watching now, like hundreds of people. The crazy monks go to the rich people, says, okay, we are going to make deal here. So he's going to give you his goiter, the most precious thing that he has, He's going to give that to you, so then that will be settled. And do you follow? If that rich man's he kind of laughed like arrogant, he laughed like he was kind of looking down and said, how that is possible? And he laughed and said, okay, that's crazy. He said, okay, here, we have all these witnesses. Now look, that's what we comes in terms to settle the debt between them. So then like old men kind of freaking out, then like little girl is also freaking out. So then old men ask little girl, hold your father's guidance. Not big, that big, like little bit like this. Hold this, make sure it doesn't fall on the ground. I'll cut it without hurting your father. Then everybody is looking how he's going to do. So all of a sudden he like pull over his sweater or something wearing that he's wearing, his pull over. And he's like reciting the money mantra, oh money premium, who? He's reciting money mantra and he's blowing. He's going like this. It's kind of like, how you say, he's like sharpening his hand. Then he's blowing the mantra. All of a sudden his hand starts to shine like steel. So then he said, 1, 2, 3, goiter, all the curses out from there. So now the little girl has the goiter. So now he said, oh, he's poor man, if the goiter doesn't look very good on him, he can afford to have goiter. So you are a rich man, you can hire someone to carry, so it looks, it's going to look much better on you. So maybe you should take now, deal is deal now. No, rich man is begging, please, no, don't do that. No, I don't want to go here. So this is all the settle. I don't want to go here. Then rich man run. So the crazy man said, deal is this. Now you can't put it back. It's impossible to put it back. Now you have to take it. All of a sudden, then the rich man run on the small bridge. No matter how much he runs, the crazy man has small hands. Hands? What do you call this?
A fan, Geshe-la, like that you used to, is that what you mean?
Made out of bamboo.
Yeah, fan.
Sorry, I'm wasting your time here just telling the stories. That's not, I should teach the class, not the stories. So then he has his fans, you know, then he's kind of like a little crazy, but he, no, he's not supposed to drink alcohol. He has small containers, so then he drinks alcohol. So then he do everything over there, you know, to the monastery that asked him to do his. Anyway, so then the rich man kind of like running on the bridge, and the crazy monk, he goes like his friend, like, can't go up. He's just coming back. He's coming backwards. All of a sudden, the poor, the rich man jump on off the bridge. So then the girl is carrying the goiters, you know, chasing. The crazy monk does something on the goiters, like this goiter just jumped out of the hand, went into the river. So that the rich man is kind of swimming, so the goiter getting closer, he's going like this, all of a sudden, just attach here. The rich man goes the goiter. So that's kind of interesting. This is, you know, it's an interesting story. So then the rich man came back, went back to his home. His wife is so upset. And when he get into the homes, that his wife is hitting him with a broom. Broom that here is like the vacuum cleaner. There is no vacuum cleaner, broom. Why they take this the goiter? So you don't, can you think straight? Why is it like that person? So then, anyway, eventually the whole family came back to the crazy monk, begging him to remove. The crazy monk said, it's impossible to remove, it's impossible to remove. But there's something that you can, I cannot remove. This all connects the important nerve system in your body, can move, remove. But there's something you can do, it can be minimized. Then he may say, oh, whatever ways you can tell me, I will take that in my heart. And he says, you do good things, it will shrink. You do good things, it will shrink. But not all men is desperate to remove, to shrink whatever was, no? That. Then he's like going, he's going other side of the town, he's like about to cross this small creek. All of a sudden there's one lady trying to cross the creek. So he goes there and they're like, oh, let me help. Then all ladies look at him like, wow, you are so mean person. So like everybody in town knows that you are so mean. All of a sudden, what happened? That kind of, that lady goes in shock. Wow, because he's thinking of that. So he helped that lady across the bridge, across the creek, and asked his attendants, how's it look? He said, oh, it's shrink, a little bit. Got so excited. And then going to the other side of the creek. So then all of a sudden there's one man is like carrying the two baskets with, you know, like piece of like, what do you call? They know they carry like this piece of bamboo, so they carry water, they carry food, all kinds of things. The man is like selling a bread in the town. So that man owes this rich man some money, because that's power. In ancient times, that's how they make money. So they loan, they make big interest, they can't pay him back. So when this man, the bread man, means he sees this rich man is about to like collapse, you know, so they're so afraid. So that rich man said, oh, from now on you don't owe me any money. You are free of debt. He kind of like shocked, like, wow, what happened? Like, this man never said something like that. Asked attendant, the shrink a little bit, got so excited. Then walking in the town, then eventually went to the town, big town where he used to go collect debt or something. All of a sudden he saw this little girl's, you know, the father owed him some money, so that goyle belongs to her father. All of a sudden he saw the little girl and he said, you rat! And he kind of screamed to that girl, and was kind of angry because of that all happened. He burst into anger, he's saying so many negative words. All of a sudden this become like three sides of a pillow. So now, like, then, like, that's not, I think that's, sake of your own happiness, sake of your own benefit, that's not like, but no, we don't have goiters, but, you know, it's just like, need to think about, do good things, huh? Restraining from negativity of three doors, helping other, accumulating merit, doing prostration, making offering, going around the stupa, going around the holy object, physically, you know, going up, then all of this. Create a cause for this precious human life. So then you can be confident, because you are confident, there are going to be another one. Oh, like that. Okay. That's interesting. They're benefiting others, no? That I don't need to explain, you know. Physically, verbally, mentally benefiting others. So then reciting mantras, meditating on emptiness, meditating on loving kindness, meditating on bodhicitta, meditating on compassion. All of that create. This all are practice of ethic, practice of morality, ethics. That's the primary cause of this precious human life. How's about all this, conditions? Oh, being generous. We have plenty in this life. We have plenty. Or at least not worry. Being so tight, so stingy. Oh, no, next life, you know, if you be born as a human again, but you know, there'll be a lot of, so being generous produce the conditions. Telling truth, you'll be lie less next life. And your words are going to be more powerful. You know, every action has reactions. Every positive action that we take in this life, it creates the condition for the precious human life. Next life, there will be more conditions, less problems. You know. If you create so much problem in this life, if you manage to be born as human again, and there will be a lot of problems. You know. Lot of problems. So every action has reaction. So then based on that, so need to prioritize. Or the positive things, the most important thing, most important list in my list. In my list, being positive, that's the first in my list, being positive. Verbally, physically, mentally, sake of my happiness, and maybe hoping that I can probably help a bunch of people to cross that lake, you know. Need to prioritize what's important. Or being negative, being pessimistic, being negative, or that's the last in my list. That's the last. So then very much hoping it will go out of my list, then there'll be nothing. So that's how your life will be better up. Your life will be much, much better up. So then you kind of said that it's like every day you are moving this, you are sailing this boat inch by inch, inch by inch. So there's something to be grateful next time when you wake up, or you're kind of excited, oh, time to cross, maybe 2 inch, time to cross today, 2 inch. So then you get excited. Every day you get excited because you are, have breakfast, now time to drive your boat, 2 inch, like that. not like, I have to drive, no. Kind of excited and happy, you know, joyful effort. Happy to drive this, you know, happy to buy it. Because you are 100% convinced this board is fully equipped and that board is capable to cross. It's not like, how's about that you say something negative to someone yesterday? Can be purified. That can be purified. I can purify that. My life doesn't have to be sink in the water with that actions. That action and me is separate, it's not one, it's separate. That action is like dirty dish in my sink. I can clean, or I can just sit there and pray that dish will be clean. So that's not going to probably work. So that you're going to clean. So how about that dirty dish in sink? Oh, that can be clean. I can clean. How? With your actions, with my actions, motivations, determinations. So then, that's how like, Tasan number, Tajinshas. The boat is like sailboat. You raise the sail. That is altruistic attitude. You raise that. That's the sail. Pasan number. Now you need, what do you need in order to move forward, or in order to move this board, what do you need? Win. That is joyful effort. That's the win. So the boat, that is boat itself. The Jankarasura towards. Not just you, everybody else, that you are going to cross this ocean of complication. You are going to cross all of them, not just yourself, and you are going to lead. You are going to cross all of them. No. Inch by inch, inch by inch, inch by inch. Oh, so then that is the meaning of life. That's the purpose of life. That's the meaning of life. Then you now finally realize that your life has meaning. Not just meaning, important meaning. You have meaning to live your life. You have meaning to live your life. That meaning is related to the well-being of many other beings, not just one consciousness, many other consciousness, mental, your thinking. Then your life has purpose. To ensure and this, then you realize that your life is meaning. The same time you realize this world is not easy to find. Fortunately, somehow that you are giving this gift from your previous precious life. Then this precious previous life has a moral responsibility to make sure that you don't throw this gift off the cliff. You are begging yourself, no, don't just waste, don't just throw off the cliff. That's a wonderful gift that you receive from your precious previous life. Practicing ethics, practicing generosity, or practicing patience. Look at all the conditions that you have now produced by precious previous life. Not your neighbor, yourself. Not your neighbor, yourself. You are capable, based on that, you are fully capable to do it again, all over again. So, then finally that you realize that you have meaning to live your life and your life has purpose, your life has meaning. And then eventually then you see every second of this life is precious. Every breath you take is precious. Oh. So that kind of like, how you say, that kind of like deep insight knowledge will be there wherever you go, even though you live in a cave. You're not based on environment. So then there's a reason your heart is going to fill with joy. Your heart is going to fill with joy. Throughout the day, you are thinking about importance of loving kindness. You are thinking about importance of compassion. You are thinking about, you know, importance of, you know, like the purpose of this boat. Then, you know, there's something deep down, there's like has a feeling, deeper level feeling that, you know, I'm thinking, oh, now you don't have physical pain, you don't have mental pain. What is the most important thing to do? Or do something this benefit this life, make this life better, make many more life in the future better. Do something like that. You know? Oh, really nothing to complain. You know? Physical, there's not much pain. Mental, there's not much pain. A little things here, there, that's the nature of samsara. You know? Nothing. Process, every pleasure, every joy, every pleasure that we enjoy in this life through five senses comes with a lot of complications. That's a fact. It's not just you, for everybody, that's a fact. We put so much, we put like 100 pounds to enjoy maybe half pound. We put 100 pounds, we just enjoy half pound, maybe sometimes not. That's the fact, just everything goes like that, you know. Uh, Therefore, it's very important to remind ourselves that really there's nothing to complain. There's really nothing much to complain. Focus. How to move this board forward inch by inch every day. So that's the most important thing to do. That's the most important thing to do. So that's how you shape your life. That's how you shape your life. You're thinking, well, this could be the last moment. I should do something good. But thinking, oh, like maybe tomorrow, like, oh, there tomorrow. In reality, we have no clue. We have no clue how long we are going to be here. So therefore, there's many, there's like thousands of reasons we should not make this life more harder. We should not make this life miserable. We should make the best out of this life to thinking something positive, that you are fully equipped to cross this ocean, the lake that causes the complication of this huge lake. You can cross inch by inch. You must cross. You must cross. For your own sake, you must cross. No? You must cross. So this kind of mentality is needed in order to move on. In order to move on, you need positive mentality. You need positive way of thinking. We need positive way of thinking. That's how this boat moves. You know? Being negative about everything, then the boat gets stuck. The boat will not move. Stuck. It's unfortunate. Oh. So every day, you know, every day. That's how. So then you become easygoing person. You know, like you are not very, you know, like very flexible. Very flexible. At the same time, fully aware. Fully aware, you know, this could be the last moment. Make better choice. Even few minutes. That's calm. Even few minutes. Oh, it's very important to understand life has purpose and meaning. Don't ever think, oh, this life is like a piece of junk. You know, there's no meaning. So not like that. That's totally going into the wrong direction, not doing anything good for this life at all. So fortunate. So this moment, this life, like this moment, I have no pain. Isn't that a wonderful thing? In my mind, there's not much pain. This moment, life is good. I should do good things, you know, good things. In order to move this boat forward, I should do good things. You know? Yeah, so we need that kind of mental, more thinking like that. Oh, it's great, it is good. It is very good, it's great. It's good, you know, it's good. Oh, that goodness that I'm enjoying is that so many people contributing for that goodness. Without others, there'll be nothing. There'll be nothing. You can't enjoy. Oh, so many people contributed. So now this difficult time, then you eventually realize then what we call now essential worker. There we have many names now. That's called, it's been there a long time, but not being that obvious, you know. Yeah, the point, the bottom line, the precious human life is not that easy to find, but you can create the cause. And I just explained how to create the cause. Oh. And according to Pajan of the teacher, Mahmud's teaching clearly suggests, don't stuck with the past. Don't worry too much about the future. Why? What do you mean future? Maybe this present moment, that's the most important things. There's so much energy in the future, but completely not being aware of this present moment. This is the most important thing, the present moment. Live day by day. Okay, so then I'll stop here. Maybe what time is now, Thomas? Is all over? So then please, next time.
Yes, good time to stop, sorry.
Okay, maybe next time all of you here, think about some story that helps us or maybe guide us meditation on loving, love. Stories that help us to guide or meditation on compassion. Okay? So think about some stories next Sunday, and you can tell the story so then we can all meditate. No, meditate. Some good stories that you can create. How to meditate on love. Love is helping someone struggling to get something in order to be happy. That's love. Compassion is somebody struggling to overcome from some difficulties, then you are helping that to overcome from difficulties. That's compassion. So based on those two definitions, please create some stories. Then I very much like to use those stories in the class, before the class, the meditation on love and compassion. Okay? And thank you very much for coming. So sorry, so much been said. Hopefully it will benefit you a little bit. So now Cindy will say something about Santa.
Thank you, Geshe-la. I'll keep this very brief. We have 1 week left of our annual appeal, and for so many people that have already given, it's a sincere thank you and gratitude to all of you. We have a board meeting later today, so we'll get more news about how everything is going. But from all of the news I've gotten so far, we're very well on our way to meeting our budget. So again, for those of you that have already given, thank you so much. For those of you that are still thinking about giving, I think that so many people have spoken to why the center is important to them, and you just need to look and see what the center means to you. So, but for now, I just want to say thank you to everyone. We'll give a full update in the next few days. I appreciate all of the gifts of money and time, and I just am filled with gratitude. I also had just one little thing. We have a couple of members that are going through a challenging time right now, and they tell me how important it is to see all of your faces. And to hear the teachings from Geshe-la, but I think the community, I want to tell you that seeing your faces in the Zoom and being able to feel a part of the community is helping people get through some challenging times right now. So that's a sideways way to tell you that you are making a difference just by showing your faces on the Zoom screen and smiling and being a part of the community. It is helping. So I'm passing a thank you through. That you are making a difference just by being a part of the community. So thank you so much for everything you all do. And I love you much, and take care, stay safe and happy. And 2021 already feels better, doesn't it? Okay. Thank you so much. That's it.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much. Very kind. A lot of people here, pure voluntaries. So here again, where the code, one second. Oh, children, thank you very much for translating for the people from thousands and thousands of miles from Patagonia. So all of you from Patagonia, thank you very much for coming in. So now I would like to say a few money mantras. So maybe we'll chant together, maybe 21 times, Thamula will lead, and think about all the people, those who lost their life because of this coronavirus. And there are many challenges that we face. Many challenges, all kinds of obstacles, challenges, for people who are still struggling with life in the hospital. All the nurses and doctors, who are like healthcare provider, who's working day in, day out, to save the people, save lives, physically, emotionally, they are going through so difficulties. So then the rest of the people in the world, not just people, maybe animals too. So all kinds of problems, you know, this virus causes all kinds of problems. So we pray for them, we pray for them. This every medicine they take will be very effective, so then this disease pandemic will be disappeared sooner than later. And all kind of like that, you know, enough time to explain every problem that you will go to, losing job, anxiety, stress, you know, stuff with the family at home, like don't know what to do with each other for a long period of time, all kinds of problems, you know, like think of all of that, you know. So then say the money mantra, then like hollow light images from Chinesic heart, touch each and every one of them, so then completely purify all the problems, so then, you know, so they will enjoy some freedoms sooner than later, okay? Now, Alhamdulillah, 21 times, 3 times, so then dedication. Money,
dedication verses. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a portion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain, until then may we to remain to dispel the miseries of the world. the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who masters his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who receives the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Bliss and Void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunasthi Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. All of you, have a wonderful weekend. See you, some of you, see you Wednesday night.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Gracias.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Gracias.
Gracias.
Gracias. Gracias.